Well, as you may have heard in the news, high prices for transport and household costs, including rent and petrol, have pushed inflation higher than expected. Consumer prices rose 0.5% in the December quarter, taking the annual rate to 1.9% from 1.5% in the previous quarter. The numbers were just above market forecasts, and they're more than double the Reserve Bank's forecast. Domestic inflation's at its strongest level in 8 years, while tradable inflation, which are goods and services from offshore, made a positive contribution. The chief economist at Kiwi Bank, Jared Kerr, says the Reserve Bank can take comfort in the result, which brings inflation close to its 2% target. The central bank's desire to get inflation to its target point was a key factor in last year's rate cuts, but Jared Kerr thinks it will loom again later in the year.
We're pretty much there now at 1.9%, so I think we'll definitely hit it. The question becomes, will we stay there? Will we sort of stabilise inflation around 2%? And we're sceptical. We're still worried about what's happening overseas. A lot of the increase in prices that we've seen have been generated, overseas, and I think will come back off this year. So I think the Reserve Bank will struggle to keep inflation around 2% over the medium term.
What do you think the Reserve Bank will do with this result in regards to rates?
I think they'll take some comfort in it. It came in, above their own estimates. They thought inflation would be running around 1.6%. Here we are at 1.9. That gives them some breathing room. And they have told us that they're on hold, watching and waiting. And this enables them to sort of keep, on hold and see how things pan out. But I do believe that later in the year, we'll find ourselves with inflation creeping lower again. A lot of mixed signals offshore, and I think that the path of least regret will be, another cut just to keep things going.
That's Jared Kerr, chief economist at Kiwi Bank, talking to Madison Reedy.